As soon as we unpacked from Maine, we began getting ready for school. Arielle was excited about finally being old enough to go off to kindergarten. We went shopping for school clothes, and she picked out a lavender backpack, which looked adorable slung over her shoulders. Shopping with her was a snap if you headed for the ruffles, laces, and bows. We came home that day and put on a fashion show for Paul. In the whirlwind of back-to-school activities, I remembered from my teaching days how much I'd loved getting my classrooms ready for the first day of school. Crossroads had a meeting for all the incoming parents. The 7-year elementary curriculum was explained, and the others tried to imagine what their children would be like when they were 12. I tried to keep focused on the moment. 7 years seemed like a lifetime to me. I barely let myself look 7 days ahead. People were friendly to us, but of course no one knew. Even though our secret was safe, Paul and I felt fragile and vulnerable, pretending we were just like everyone else. Kindergarten began on September 10. I hadn't slept much the night before and got up early to make Ari a special breakfast. She wore her favorite pink dress with bunnies and had purple bows in her hair. Every parent has mixed emotions of pride and sadness when their first child is old enough to start school, and I was no exception. I was proud of Ari and happy that she was getting to live just like everyone else. We had made it to another milestone. I walked her up to her classroom. She gave me a kiss goodbye and then went in and found her seat. I had tears in my eyes, but so did all the other mothers. But unlike the other women, I was both grateful and scared. Grateful to be in kindergarten, but frightened that we'd never make it to first grade. At 10:15 p.m. that night, the phone rang. It was Paul Cummins, the school's headmaster. His voice was pained. He said there were some problems at school, and he wanted to meet with us the next morning. What could be wrong? Ari had only been in school 1 day. Paul and I were so scared we lay in bed in silence. Inside, we were shaking. Finally, he rolled over and held me, and we both fell asleep. The meeting was at our house at 10 the next morning. Paul Cummins brought Mimi Bear and Charles Buxenbaum, the president of Crossroads Board of Directors. Paul and I tried to be composed, but the tension was as bad as it had been since the day we were done.